temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
VIP. Let's kick it.
So, concerned about attendance numbers, I do ask the question as well. If you're complaining about lack of attendance,
are you going?
Are you there? Are you in the stadium and looking around going, where is everybody else? I'm here.
Right.
Because I don't know if that's the case.
I think a lot of times people complain from their couch.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I'm never going to complain about attendance if I ain't there.
Right, like, exactly.
I just can't do it. Someone says, some of us plan our life around the Royals games every single year, from the 816. So I did ask the question, are you there all the time? Then this person says, yes, I have 81 game season tickets. Oh, and God. Yes, I agree that people are complaining are most likely not the ones that are actually there.
Yeah, because if you're at the game, the atmosphere is fantastic. Yeah. There's nothing to complain about. The players aren't complaining about it. I don't understand why we get to this point of the season. Well, the Royals are winning and nobody's going. Yet they are winning. You're absolutely right about that. But 25,000 on a Friday night is a pretty damn good crowd. I thought the weekend crowds were really, really good. Again, people have made plans. Like, I know when I was single and didn't have kids, I could wake up in the morning and say, I'm going to the Royals game. Now that I'm married and I have children, I can't wake up in the morning anymore and say, I'm going to the Royals game. Every morning, I kiss my wife goodbye. I say, I love you. Have a wonderful day. What do we have going on tonight? And then I get this whole list of $5. What? And then there's that list of what we have going on that night. Like, it's completely different than if you're a single dude or a single gal with no children. Your life revolves around you. When you're a parent, it doesn't revolve around you anymore.
And I'm not saying go into a whole bunch, right? If you invest in season tickets, I think that's a different thing. But I see, like, cost all the time. And again, we do come from a perspective where a lot of times we're getting tickets.
Right.
That's
Our only perk.
Our station owns the rights. Like, we can get some tickets sometimes. So I get that portion of it's not cheap, right? But there are also deals. Like, they're advertising deals all the time. Like,
right.
And you don't have to go to the stadium and load up on, you know, 4 beers and a dog and a whatever. You can just go and watch a ball game.
Yeah, exactly.
And still do it for a decent price, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, price always factors in.
Right.
I get that one as well. Someone else says, we have a 14-year-old, an 8-year-old, a 4-year-old, and a 1-year-old. That's what stops us from going.
That's exactly right.
It's hard
yes.
to keep the 4 and 1-year-old occupied in seats for a couple of hours.
It is, yeah.
Someone says, could youth sports be part of the problem? Practices or games seemingly every night. I don't remember it being this busy when I was a kid.
No, I think I remember being a kid and I felt like you had practice one day a week and you had a game on another day a week.
We probably
right?
all sucked.
Yeah, and we probably stunk, right?
Good.
Yeah.
No.
No, I don't think U Sports is a problem. U Sports is a reality. Your kids are playing sports. They're busy.
But some of it, yeah, you're wondering like, okay, that's a lot.
It's
a big commitment to play U Sports these days.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't feel like it was the case when I was necessarily a kid either.
Right.
I don't think I, you know, had 2 and 3 practices a week and then games on the weekend and having to travel somewhere and blah, 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 blah.
Like, I just, you know, occupies things. We just got our Memorial Day schedule because we have a Memorial Day soccer tournament. We have a game on Friday. We have 2 games on Saturday. We have a game on Sunday.
There's your weekend.
There's the weekend right there.
You got Monday to go. I'm doing nothing.
Exactly. I'm doing nothing. And the last thing you want to do after a weekend of having so much going on is to do something on the next day when you have an opportunity to kind of take a breather.
For the 816, maybe if we had a downtown stadium, we'd get more walk-up traffic on a weekday.
I agree. No, totally agree with that. Maybe. Totally agree with that. Talk about the people that were brought in from Chicago to complain about getting a downtown stadium.
Like easier to just pick up and go.
Yeah.
It's not easy to pick up and go to the K.
No, it's not. It's not.
Everybody's traveling to get to the K.
Exactly. Every single person is,
You're traveling some distance to get into the parking lot to K.
Right.
Someone else says, you think the vote stuff has anything to do with it from the 913? I don't think it has anything to do with our lack of excitement.
Right.
I wouldn't think.
I would hope not. Yeah.
I feel like that. But again, I'm crazy. I consider the business aspect and the sport aspect two different things. And I'm sometimes in my own bubble on that one.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I don't know. I think it's because it's baseball. Unfortunately, baseball is kind of a boring sport. And I love baseball from the 913.
Well,
yeah.
There is that. Yeah.
I just think there's a lot of games. I have the Royals on whenever I'm not doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't always sit down just to watch
To watch the ball game. Right, right. And that's the beauty of baseball, though, too. I mean, you're driving in the car, you catch a couple innings at home, you go back out and run an errand, it's on the radio, it's
last
always there.
I bounced between TV and radio last night.
Yeah.
I didn't see the game in its entirety. I caught pieces of it in various stages.
Correct, because you had other things.
Between TV and radio.
Right, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you don't have to sit down and say, okay, first pitch is here. I'm going to watch from first pitch to the last out in a baseball game. A lot of people don't do that. There is a lot of people that you find out, I caught 3 or 4 innings last night, caught 1 or 2 innings last night, caught a little bit here, caught a couple of highlights in the morning. And, you know, you're not watching the game from beginning to end because, again, it is a time commitment. But I will also say, too, Josh, as we have this conversation, the Royals right now are facing more competition than ever before.
Sure.
I mean, you know, I was talking to, again, my friend Richard yesterday, who we're splitting the Chiefs season tickets with. He goes, well, the final payment's due. I saw our friend John Stoner tweeting, you know, yesterday. He goes, final payment coming due for your Chiefs season tickets. You know, Chiefs season tickets aren't cheap anymore, right? So the Royals have competition with the Chiefs, and I will tell you, if you're spending money at Arrowhead Stadium, that money you've already committed to that money last year that you're buying season tickets in 2024, maybe that's your entertainment budget. And at this time last year, if you had the choice between going to a couple of Chiefs games or buying Royals tickets, well, you're not considering Royals tickets at that point in time, right? And so you've invested your money into the Chiefs. We also have season tickets to the KC Current. My wife and daughter go to the Current game all the time. I went out there on Saturday with them. That's 12,000 people a night, Josh, that are going to the Current game. How many people are going out to Sporting Kansas City every night, right?
Yes.
So now all of a sudden we have 3 local football teams that are really good. Have you seen an empty seat at Mizzou, at KU, or in Manhattan recently from that standpoint? No. So there's a lot of things that are going on. Like, our city right now is on fire when it comes to sports. The Chiefs are winning. The Royals are winning. The Current haven't lost a game yet. You know, the 3 local football teams are poised to be in the playoff conversation this year. So there's a lot of competition out there where 10, 15 years ago, you had the Royals and Chiefs and that was it. And there wasn't really much else to do. Now you've got Topgolf. You got another Topgolf being built. You got all the entertainment options at home that are out there for you right now.
You're going to Pickle Jam.
You're going to Pickle Jam. You're playing pickleball. You're doing all of these things and all of these entertainment, you're foaling, you're doing all this other stuff that maybe you had already written down and already planned for. And now baseball is there and you're like, they're probably not going to be that good this year. Now they're winning. And you're like, damn, I've already spent my entertainment budget. I've got Chiefs season tickets this year.
So Patrick Mahomes, I'm calling him.
Okay.
Got on stage this weekend at Kelce Jam.
Right.
And I'm calling him Mahomes because he was up there like firing up the crowd.
And just know back to back's not good enough. You know what we're going for. 3
Born and raised in Kansas City, then all you do is win.
You can do anything with your voice inflection in front of a crowd like that, and everybody's going to cheer.
Yeah.
I just crapped my pants. Yeah.
Do you want to pay for parking?
Yeah.
So I'm calling him Magomes. Yeah. Magomes was at Kelsey Jam.
Magomes was there last night at Kelsey Jam. Yeah. I do love that. Yeah. Do you want to pay for parking? Downtown baseball rules!
Ah! Will you go watch the Chiefs in Johnson County or Wyandotte County? Yeah. Trick us into anything in a
front absolutely
a stage like that. So Mahomes is out there saying three. Let's go get three.
Exactly. Let's
so,
go.
So I like that. Well, very well done. So yesterday we had a texter ask us an interesting question, and it got
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole. Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I was thinking about Kansas City sports fan lingo. Mm-hmm. We're going to get into that next. Back in on a Tuesday, brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. All right, on the show yesterday, we were discussing the return of the 14 team, the Royals 14 team that came back and gathered.
Are they still here or did they leave?
Picking up various parts of them throughout the city, I would guess.
Yeah.
If they did it right.
Hey, there's Moose. He's still out there. Is it? Yeah. The hell's Hosmer doing at McFadden's on a Tuesday?
If they did it right, somebody's phone is missing. Right. And
anybody found Dyson yet?
I hope they had a great time.
And where's Ned?
Hope they had a great time. Oh, Ned's back. Ned had chores.
He
was out.
Back, yeah.
He was out. So
Jerschley sent everybody home.
Wow. You may be excused.
Can I leave early tomorrow instead?
Yep, tomorrow instead. Okay. So somebody had texted in. We were discussing HDH. Obviously, they had this weekend, too, the bobbleheads of the K. They had HDH behind the mound. It was celebrating that terrific bullpen of that run. And someone texted in.
I got one of the H's on Friday.
Who is HDH?
Yeah.
And we both of us
laughed.
Like, whoa, really? That wasn't all that long ago, but kind of that long ago.
Coming from the same texter who brought you Who's George Brett?
I don't think it was an 816 number.
Right.
And it had me a little bit concerned, like, wow, are we that far removed? We don't bring up some things involving the Royals. So what is a little of the sports fan lingo of Kansas City? What should every Kansas City sports fan know?
Mm-hmm. Like when you just have conversations with Kansas City sports fans and you say the wild card game, everybody knows what you're talking about.
I thought. I'm questioning it now.
Well, now you're questioning it, yeah.
But like if we say wild card game, everybody goes,
Man, Salvi with that hit was huge, Salvi, right?
Close my eyes, still see the ball going inside of the bag.
The
whole bit, right?
Right. I mean, if you say Mendy Lopez to everybody, they know that big home run in 2003.
The Maxwell home run or whatever, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Every time Salvi hit one inside of third base, though, you get the...
Oh, yeah.
He hit one earlier season. I'm like, damn.
It's fair. Down the line, it's fair. Cologne scores, and the Royals win it.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, everybody knows who Johnny Gomes is. We don't know one thing he did on the field.
I'll tell you, Johnny Gomes, you know.
But you say Johnny Gomes, and everybody remembers. Yeah. Not on our team. Yeah. Beat their ass.
And somebody did ask, not HGH, HDH. Yeah. Totally different.
Yes,
not
totally
human
different.
Growth hormone.
Right.
Someone says, isn't that doping? It's true. So what are some of the lingo things? Royals, I think there's a whole bunch.
There's a lot with the Royals. That's right? What speed do.
Oh, my goodness.
1738, the wild card game.
Splash.
You know, splash, the Salvi
Whatever.
Splash. You know, all that kind of stuff, right? Yeah. Gershley, should he have sent him?
Yeah.
You just go up to a Royals fan and go, should he have sent him? Everybody goes, no or yes. Yeah. Like, and everybody's got a strong opinion on it.
Friend of the show, Brock of the old number fives, weighed in yesterday, texted me. Outside the show and said they were out and went to a birthday party, then went to the Lowe's hotel bar afterwards.
Okay.
Saw Haas, Dyson, Moose, got pictures of all of them. Couldn't have been any nicer.
Of course. That's the way they are. Yeah.
Then I was like, why didn't we send Gordo?
Yeah.
Only to find out Gersh was at the table too.
Oh.
They all cracked up and Gersh had to elaborate. It was awesome.
Oh, that's a great conversation.
Gershley he was here apparently.
Yeah, he was. He was.
And willing to share. So I mean, that still comes up, right? It still comes up that they were even laughing about it. Oh yeah, should he send him?
Should he have sent him?
Still
no,
always be a thing. Gordo
should have hustled out the box
for the Chiefs. Do we have time for Wasp?
Wasp, yeah. Do we have time to run Wasp?
13 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you didn't, you know what? 65 toss power trap.
Right. Keep matriculating the ball down the field.
Right.
Right. Yes.
If you're Mizzou, besides we are Mizzou, which you should all, you know.
Right. We're not bussing in.
We're not bussing in. If you don't say that, I think you're probably doing it wrong. Mm-hmm. But the fifth down.
Fifth down. Kick
what
ball.
Else? What else?
Well, the kick ball.
KU, the Mario shot. Everybody know the Mario shot, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of you don't remember that it wasn't to win, but it was to tie, but whatever.
No, we're not knocking on the door.
Yeah, if you're a Mizzou fan, you should know this. Yeah.
We're buzzing in, and we ain't waiting anymore to be champion. Gotta win, gotta fight, yeah. This is Missouri, we ain't taking our time. Oh, we in a hurry. Oh. Screw red and blue. We are Mizzou, we are Mizzou. So who are you?
K-State, it's probably the Ron Prince years.
Oh, yeah. I kid.
But some of you would punch me if I, you know, the Ron Prince years, whatever, right? So what's some of these sports lingo Kansas City fans should all know?
I
thought HGH was right there in that.
In that wheelhouse, yeah.
On that shelf, and apparently it wasn't for somebody, which made me surprised.
But I also think, too, you know, when you think about KU fans and what they should know, you mentioned the Mario shot. You're right. Most people think that was the game winner. That sent it to overtime because Bob Davis went, overtime, right? So that one sent it to overtime. The other thing I think many KU fans really know is significant wind, you know? I mean, Charlie Weiss blaming the wind for a bad kick or how the momentum shifted or whatever the hell it was that day. 3-3-1-1-3 is another good one for KU fans.
Applause in between.
Yeah.
That comes in from the 816 of all places.
The KU had a cheer video.
Good job by you.
So there are some good ones coming in. Country Breakfast. If you tell people Country Breakfast, everybody knows that's Billy Butler. Fountain Lady or Fountain Mom. Yeah, I think that's another good one that every Kansas City sports fan kind of loves. The Rally Mantis thing to me, that was like in a year they didn't do anything. Like it doesn't, I never got in on that one.
But I know what it is.
Yeah, but you know what it is. Yeah. Right. Yeah, exactly. But I just like, I never
It was weird.
Right. Yeah.
It was weird and
right.
Awkward and yeah, they didn't, nothing really came of it, but.
Right.
I went a full year calling people jabroni from the 816. Yeah. Forward Progress.
That's a good one too. Yeah.
Yeah. Where are we going to park? That's very much Kansas City lexicon.
A lot of people setting in the lemonade guy from back in the day at the K. Lemonade, woo!
Mm-hmm.
And that was like the big attraction at Kauffman Stadium. And then I think he moved over to the T-Bones. I don't know that he's doing the lemonade anymore. I think he hit it big and he's done. Yeah.
From MVP to GOAT?
Yeah, from here to GOAT. Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
sure.
Sip to the belt. think if you just say sip to the belt, everybody's like, oh, yeah.
You get a little smile, don't
He's
you?
He's gone from like, hero to goat.
I know what's there. Yeah, hero to goat. I'm sorry, not MVP to goat. Hero to goat. But yeah, sip to the belt.
Right.
Always brings, well, this is going, something's good's going to happen here.
Yeah. Jaleel Brown has a little groin coming in, which is wonderful.
The moon is my favorite planet.
Yeah, the moon is a wonderful planet. Yeah, I do like that as well. That was good.
Yeah. Come on, Chen. I like that.
Yeah.
Turkey stands out.
Turkey, yeah.
That's another Chiefs one for the 913.
Turkey jumping out at you.
I would think that would be good as well.
Right.
You continue to weigh in. Don't forget the potato girl from the
816. Oh, God, yes.
The woman who brought the baked potato to the upper deck.
Yeah.
Was eating it at a Chiefs game. Yeah.
That's
a little more vague, but I like where your head is at. I like where your head
is at. But those are the things, you know? Yeah.
Keep it coming. 913-586-7610 on the Jays Southland Tow Service text line.
Wait, this is the Chalmers shot.
It's a three-point Memphis lead. Hawks need a three-point basket. 10.8. Here they come. Collins, 7 seconds to go in the game. Collins got pushed. Falls down. Chalmers shoots.
And the pass is going to be intercepted off of Kadarius Toney.
No, that's the edited version.
People have also texted it about the mad dash.
In comes the pitch. Broken bat, one hopper to third, and over to first in time. Runner going to try to score.
And the pass is going to be intercepted off of Kadarius Toney.
Somebody's been messing with our system.
I don't know.
We need to get those out of there. We need to get the real versions back.
We mentioned Wasp.
Third and 15 for the Chiefs from their own 35, and San Francisco leading by 10. 7:13 to go in the game. Seven guys drop back into his deep zone here for the 49ers. Four-man rush, but those four are enough. Here they come. Mahomes stepping up. He's throwing long.
And the pass is going to be intercepted off of Kadarius Toney.
Every single play, this is wild card game.
The pitch. Swinging a ground ball to third.
And the pass is going to be intercepted off of Kadarius Toney.
Up the left field line.
You can continue to weigh in, 913-586-7610. Finally, someone will just take the layup. Next. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Back in, brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. I appreciate when someone will just take the layup or the pass off the backboard and jam it, whatever. Take the layup, do the whole thing, and really lean into it.
Right.
I think there's been times where we have advocated, like, here's one for you.
Just lean into it. Just go.
And they don't take it.
Right. It's happened many a time.
I mean, cannabis.
Right.
But
we just need an investor or a fiduciary.
It has happened in Minneapolis, in Minnesota. This was after the Timberwolves eliminated the Nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Edwards on with the TNT boys and Charles Barkley.
I have not been to Minnesota in probably 20 years.
Bring gas.
Hey,
bring gas.
Can you send me a list of good restaurants? We're going to be there for like 5 days. I want you to send me a list of some good restaurants, okay?
Yeah. I'm gonna find your number through somebody. I'm going to send them to you.
I appreciate it, my brother. Congratulations. I'll see you Wednesday.
Appreciate it, baby.
Well, if you want his number, it's 55. No. Hey.
Job by Kenny. I wish Kenny would have actually given out Barkley's number. That would have been the best prank ever.
Oh, it would have been
Barkley
great.
Barkley would have had to change his number.
I don't think Barkley would have. I think he would have just taken all the phone calls and just had conversations with people.
Would have been great. So I think Kenny should have just went for it there.
Yeah,
these guys bust each other
man.
All the time. Just give Barkley's number out. But Anthony Edwards says, you know, bring your A.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't been to Minnesota in 20 years. Well, bring your A.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna applaud right now. I'll stand up as well.
Mm-hmm. While you do that, I'm gonna give out your phone number, 913-586-7610.
Yeah,
that's
number.
Josh's number.
You can always catch me there. Minnesota Tourism have adopted the catchphrase.
Yes, at Explore Min, M-I-N-N.
They're in.
Yep.
They're leaning into the bit.
Yes.
Like it took nothing. Like, just do this. Let's ride this.
Let's go.
So bring your A to Minnesota. They're in.
That's great.
That's their slogan.
That's their slogan. Yep. Minnesota's ready for you, basketball fans. Let's go, Timberwolves. Bring ya ah.
Yep.
And it's got a picture of the skyline and the catchphrase right there.
That's all you
got
to do.
Yeah. It's wonderful.
Write it quickly.
Right.
Take it.
Don't think about
it. Invite people to your state.
Right.
He gave you a layup.
Yeah.
For a tourism slogan. And thank goodness they've jumped on it.
They did. And it's really, really, really cool to see that. Now, there's a comedian out there and a Minnesota Timberwolves fan, at SavageJ is the gentleman's name on Twitter. He purchased bringyaass.com and then redirected it to explore.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Minnesota's nice. Website.
There you go. It's not that hard.
You know, a lot of times people will say, oh, I'm not going to buy you. That's inappropriate and whatnot. You know what sports does? It creates a bond that everybody kind of gravitates towards. Like when your team is winning in sports, and I think this is the best analogy I can give. It's that blue light that attracts all the mosquitoes and flies, you know, in the summertime that's outside your house, or it's a light that you turn on and all the moths are going.
Have you gone to that? Have you gone to the blue light to get your mosquitoes?
I have not. I got that thing that Ned said, the thermocell I got. And then a buddy of mine is in business selling these mosquito bracelets that you wear.
Oh, yeah.
And so far, knock on wood, it's been pretty good. But that thermocell is really nice. The bracelet's wonderful as well. I've got marigolds planted. I've got basil. I've got rosemary. I've got lavender. And I've got some of that citronella planted out there. So
yeah.
I've surrounded myself.
Aside from wearing netting when you go outside, I think you've done it.
Yeah, I've surrounded myself in wood. And then I've also watered the grass with that spray to try to keep the bugs away. So I'll do that every 30 days as well. Yeah. So I think I'm getting close, Josh. Anyway, where the hell were we going?
Minnesota tourism.
Yeah, but how do we get? No. Oh, yeah. So like everybody, like when the sports team wins,
it's like you
turn on the light and all the moths are attracted to the light. Everybody's attracted to what's going on when a team wins. It goes back to our last segment, right? Things only Kansas City sports fans truly understand. And we got in, you know, that kind of conversation. This is going to be in that Minnesota category of things that people in Minnesota truly only understand. And the fact that everybody has jumped on this, you'd be foolish not to. Like if you're a restaurant or a bar or a store or anything in Minnesota right now, your slogan probably should be bring your ass, right? Like I think that should be your slogan. If you own a bar or a restaurant in Minneapolis outside the Target Center, you put one of those sandwich boards out front and you write on there, bring your ass in.
Yeah, of course. You know? Like, everybody should be doing
that. That should be the rallying cry. And the fact that the state tourism board has already released like, you know, tweets and artwork with all that on there, that's wonderful. That's the beauty of sports, Josh. Like things like this don't happen when your team is average or below average. But when you're winning, it's great for the entire region. People still don't understand the value of a winning sports team. I'll talk about my friend Tim Cowden for a second. He's in charge of recruiting businesses to the Kansas City area, the head of the Kansas City Area Economic Development, right? You bring businesses. You go out and recruit businesses. Do you know how much easier his job has been over the last few years with the Royals?
Because of
the Chiefs doing their thing. People want to be in Kansas City. It's the front porch to any major city, and we've talked about it with universities all the time, right? A winning sports program, hell, that's the front door to your university. But a winning sports team in your town, now that's the front door to your entire city and your entire region. And people get exposed to Kansas City because of Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. People got exposed to Kansas City in 14 and 15 because of the Royals, And now you're recruiting businesses, Panasonic or whoever's coming to Kansas City, and you say, well, what do you have for our employees to do? What's the fun in Kansas City? Oh, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. Oh, my God, the Royals are winning right now. Oh, my God, the Current haven't lost a game. Sporting Kansas City, like, sports matters so much. And when you have a team that win, it matters so much even more because everybody rallies behind it. And I love the fact that the Minnesota Tourism Board is releasing stuff with bring your ass as their slogan now.
Why not?
Because it works.
Yep.
Come to Minnesota. Bring your ass.
Yeah, I mean, it won't have a huge shelf life, but you got to jump on it fast, right?
Yeah.
So well done. Well done by the Minnesota Tourism Bureau. Speaking of Chuck, remember today is the day apparently he might be on LinkedIn.
That's right, LinkedIn.
Later this afternoon on LinkedIn, as he called it, because he doesn't know where he's going to work next. The NBA is expected to announce who they're going to go with as a broadcast partner. The weird part of this whole deal is it seems like Warner Brothers, which is like TNT, TBS, all those, have had the rights. Mm-hmm. It got put up for bid, and it looks like some package of NBC Universal is going to put together a big package. Mm-hmm. But Warner Brothers has the opportunity to match. What is unclear is whether or not if they match, the NBA has to go with them,
right,
which is very odd.
Weird.
But anyway.
Yeah, you get the opportunity to match. It doesn't mean we're going to go with you.
Yeah.
The
opportunity to match. Well, okay. We still might pick the other entity. So we don't know where that's going to fall, but they're getting more money. League get more money via TV. Mm-hmm. Never the worst thing in the world. But so as part of an article that was written on CNBC, they mentioned.
What does the C stand for?
C.
Because, like, CNBC's business, right?
Mm-hmm.
What, is the C stand for cable NBC at
one
point?
That,
is that what it was?
What it was. I think the incarnation was the cable NBC.
Because if you're pushing for the business, shouldn't it be BNBC? And then you could tell people to be NBC, just like be Mike Moustakas.
Right, right.
Are they sister networks?
Mm. Mm. C. So.
C.
Part of the story describes a new sports bundle that has been proposed.
You can have it
by Warner Brothers, Discovery, Disney, and Fox. They're calling it Venue.
That's right.
And I was like, Venue. First, I saw it. I'm like, Venue.
Oh, what? No, you didn't.
I did.
No,
I
you
did.
You're trying to overthink this thing. Yeah,
it's Venue. Venue. And then luckily it said the story taking inspiration for where live sports are played. And I'm like, oh, it's Venue. Okay, cool. No E. Took me a moment
there.
What
is this Venue?
A little slow on the uptick. 610 Sports Radio, KCSP, Kansas City, WDF, HG2 Liberty, and Odyssey Station. But I can read most of the time. So
Venue.
So Venue, a new joint sports venture, one third owned by each media company, will offer a bundle of sports networks and ESPN Plus at a still to be determined price that's less expensive than traditional cable.
Again, you're only getting three things. Like, yes, everything is less expensive.
But you're not getting it all.
You're not getting it all.
CNBC reported earlier this year the price could be around $45 to $50 a month. The service will debut this fall, the companies have said. Well, imagine if they don't get the NBA. They don't even have that product, right?
Right.
So,
Fox, what does Venue have?
Fox and Disney or ESPN do have some NFL rights.
Yeah.
But whether or not they fall in that realm, we'll have to see. But if they don't have NBA either, that's out and that moves to like NBC, that's something totally different. But
what the complicated things is if you buy these things, then there are things that they have that are on other channels that aren't included in this.
Yeah.
Like if it's on Big Fox, is it on Venue?
Probably not. Right, it hasn't been typically in the past. You still have had to subscribe.
Right.
Like if you have ESPN, just by buying the Plus, if you don't have regular ESPN, you can't see the stuff that's just regular ESPN. It's
for
the
now.
Plus. For now. We'll see. Right. But they've typically required the pass-through of cable or whatever. You had to have another subscription in order to watch it on there and blah, blah, blah. We know all the hoops we've had to jump through. But $45 to $50 a month ain't a bargain.
I don't think so.
Not giving you everything.
Mm-mm.
Like we're still not there yet. We're putting together all these packages that aren't there.
It's going to be more than cable.
Someone says, was it revenue?
Revenue. Yeah. Could be.
Yeah. venue. Apparently,
I think
You're putting together another package for me.
If the $20 price point is chasing people from buying Bally's Plus, do you think a $45 to $50 price tag is going to get people in? I'm out on that. I feel like Shark Tank. I'll pass.
If you get ESPN, ESPN2, all the ESPNs under that window, you're getting close.
Because
I think that's what's going to cost you when they go fully a la carte.
Where's my Major League Baseball? Where's my NFL Sunday ticket? Where's my Red Zone?
Well, I guess you'd have baseball in the postseason on TBS on Warner Brothers Discovery, but they may not have the NBA either. So
there it is again. Where's my college basketball?
Well, it'd be under your Disney Plus.
Okay. Yeah, it's true. ESPN,
your ESPNs in there.
All right. What about my college basketball tournament?
Well, that'd be Warner Brothers, I guess, for now. It's the Turner folks.
But what if the game's on CBS?
Doesn't look like that's probably included for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Rabbit ears.
Where's my Thursday night football?
Not there.
Not there. Not there. No. That's not there. What about my Saturday or Monday night? Monday night would be there.
No, Monday night might be there. Yeah.
My NHL would be there because, by the way, it doesn't apply to a lot of people, but what the NHL has done with ESPN Plus is really what Major League Baseball should be doing.
It's amazing.
What the NBA should be doing as well. All of these sports other than the NFL that are playing thousands of games, right? 162 baseball, 82 NHL, 82 NBA games. Y'all need to get your product on ESPN Plus. Then $45 to $50 a month is not a lot of money, but they wouldn't charge you $45 or $50 a month if you're going to have all those games. But if you're a hockey fan, my God, ESPN Plus is the best thing ever. You can just sit down and literally watch any game with either broadcast. Sometimes you even get the French one if you want. And you can watch your hockey games. Like, ESPN and the NHL should be the trendsetters for what these sports leagues are doing, and every league should be clamoring some way, somehow, to get on that ESPN Plus app. Because, number one, the app is really good. Number two, it provides everything you want. And number three, as of right now, ESPN Plus is still pretty reasonable, so you get the opportunity to have that. That's what you need. You need a one-stop shop for all of this.
Yes.
Because I've had enough people tell me that while it's not a pain in the neck, but navigating from app to TV or TV to app, it takes time. People want convenience. If everything was available with no blackout restrictions in the ESPN Plus app, I think we'd all be in a better place and the world would be a lot nicer. And we'd sing Kumbaya Fireside. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.